Most of us want to leave some legacy behind in the lives of others, our children, our children's children, our friends, even to the world at large, through the way we live our lives. The planet is packed with people in search of significance, people who want to live the sort of life that leaves a lasting legacy of love. The problem is they themselves are drowning in a pea soup of negative emotions. Have you ever felt that? There are all sorts of emotions that rob us of living the life that God wants us to live, the life that'll have a real impact, the sort of life that'll leave a lasting legacy of love. Bitterness, anger, disappointment, fear, low self-esteem, envy, lust, cynicism, bad body image, pride, unfaithfulness, dishonesty, greed, regret, guilt, shame, being money hungry, hate, prejudice, judgment, self-pity, worrying, self-loathing, jealousy, possessiveness, being untrusting, being unable to share, unable to delegate, unable to open up, the fear of being vulnerable, inability to love. You've got it, right? It's quite an emotional pea soup, and way too many people live in that pea soup. Maybe you even relate to one or two or three of those yourself. I want to share a piece of godly wisdom with you today. It's so simple, yet so profound. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Happiness is good medicine, but sorrow is a disease. That word there, happiness, the original Hebrew word, actually refers to something quite a bit deeper. It talks about the heart that's filled with joy. A joyful heart is good medicine. But honestly, how can you have a joyful heart when life isn't going along the way you'd hoped? Here's the answer. Look at all the things that God has already done for you. Look at all the good things that God has already given you. Every morning when I get out of bed and sit down in my favorite chair with my coffee and my Bible, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the comfy chair that I'm sitting in, the roof over my head, the coffee cup in my hand. Salvation, safety, security in Jesus. And you know what happens when we worship God like that? He gives us a thankful heart. He fills our hearts to overflowing with joy. And that, my friend, is very good medicine. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.